Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 44th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Genesis chapter number 28. Before I begin reading, just I wanted to back up just a little bit, kind of give you a review. You remember, Jacob is having to run away, literally run for his life, because he'd received the birthright and the blessing that Esau thought belonged to him. But God had other plans. Remember, we talked about this last week. A lot of preachers, and I read a lot of commentaries and other things just to get some information, ideas, how other people are thinking about certain subjects. And many of them are right, and some of them are off. That's why they call them commentators. They're just commentators, you know, and it's just their thought they put down on paper. And I'm amazed that many of them accuse Jacob of being, you know, a swindler and a deceiver and all these. But you won't want, not one time will you find in the Bible God ever chastising or speaking badly of Jacob. It was God's plan, and we're not condoning some of the things he did, but it was all in God's plan. For instance, talking about Jacob was lying. Remember, he went to his daddy Isaac. Isaac's about blind, and is that you? Oh, yeah, it's me. I'm Esau. Well, you sure don't sound like him. He said, let me feel you. Remember, and mama put the skin of fur on his, well, you sure feel like Esau, but let me smell you. Remember, he had that smell of the field out there, and mama didn't put British Sterling on him, or not Irish Spring, British, what was the other, Yedra card, the one I used to use, English leather. You know, this old, you know, mama didn't put that on Jacob. He smelled like, the Bible says, the field. He was stinking and nasty, you know, because that's Esau was out in the woods all the time, and I love being in the woods, but I take showers when I go in. Anyway, it's a whole other story. But anyway, remember Dad asked Jacob, who he thought was Esau, he had questions about it. He said, how did you get this venison, man? How did you get it so fast? You just left. And remember, Jacob said, hey, God gave this to me. Lie, lie, lie. Mama fixed it. It was goat meat. You know, she probably put some kind of spices in there and really fixed it up real good. I'm just saying, all that whole thing, he did nothing but lie. But yet, and God had a plan. Now, this does not mean you go leave this place and say, Preacher Lanier says it's okay to lie. It's not okay to lie. But at the same time, I gave you two examples of people who lied, told falsehoods, and yet God honored them and blessed them. Remember the midwives of Egypt when Pharaoh told them to kill all the babies? Remember that? And the midwives hid all the little babies and all, and much as that took place. And Pharaoh, did you kill the babies? Oh, yes, yes. Of course, they didn't do that. As a matter of fact, we looked at it last week in Exodus. It said that God commendeth those midwives, that they did a good thing, even though they flat out, remember the story about Rahab and the two spies. And they were, those Israelite spies had come into Jericho, and somebody had seen them come in, and obviously into Rahab's house, and they knocked on the door. Are there two spies in your house? No, there's nobody here. Well, there was. She hid them. But the point was, it was God blessed her because of the overall plan of God. Are you following? This is yes, this is no. So don't go out there and say, well, the preacher says it's okay to lie. It's not okay to lie. However, we look at the overall plan of God. God blessed Jacob in all of this. As a matter of fact, I shared with you last week an interesting thought. All through the Old Testament, it's mentioned over and over and over again, the God of Jacob, the God of Jacob. Even in the Psalm, it's mentioned more than the God of Abraham or the God of Isaac. He's mentioned much more as the God of Jacob. So I said all this, say, don't be so critical of Jacob what he did there with his daddy Isaac, okay? God wasn't. So I'm not going to be, you're not going to be critical of it, because that was God's plan and purpose. They were trying to steal what was rightfully Isaac's, I mean, rightfully Jacob's. Remember when they were being coming out of the womb, and Esau was coming out, and Jacob was holding on to that heel? Remember that? And they mentioned that where God had told them, listen, the older shall serve the younger, and all the blessings are going to go to the younger. So they knew that everything had to go Jacob's way, but Isaac had different ideas, and he wanted to bless and the birthright. So anyway, there's so much here I got to move on. Just remember that Jacob is running now for his life. When we get to Genesis chapter number 28, Mom told Jacob that you need to leave and go to Uncle Laban's house in Haran. We see that back up in verse 43 in chapter 27, because Esau is going to kill his brother. Kill his own brother because of what had taken place about the blessings and all. Well, Mama says, you need to go to Uncle to my brother's house, Laban, and he'll take care of you there. And look in verse number 44, and tarry with him a few days, just a few days. Well, it turned out he was there 20 years. Remember, this is how we closed last week, our Sunday school lesson. He wasn't there a few days. He was there 20 years, and never again would he see his mama or his dad. We're going to begin in verse chapter number 28, where again, Isaac blesses Jacob. Isaac, after see where he messed up with Esau, well, in chapter number 28, Rebekah told her husband, Isaac, Jacob's got to get out of here. Esau's going to kill him. So I'm sending him back to my, remember that's where Rebecca came from. I'm sending him back to our place, and it's Abraham, who was Isaac's dad. It's his home place. So I'm sending him back to the home place, to the family there. And so Isaac called Jacob to bless him one more time. That's what we're going to read in chapter number 28. And to charge him not to take a wife from the daughters of Canaan, as his brother Esau did. And Isaac repeated the same blessing that he had received from God. I won't have time to get all this. The same blessing, Genesis chapter number 26, that he had received from God, Isaac just reiterated it, if you will, to Jacob. Gave him that same blessing, and we're going to read that. And then the one that was given to his father, Abraham, in Genesis 12, 1 through 3, and we'll look at that in just a minute. Jacob was promised a land. He was promised a nation, and he was promised a blessing. We're about to read it. So, in verse number 5, Isaac sent Jacob away. Tragically, this was the last time Jacob would see his father and his mother. In verse number 1, and Isaac called Jacob and blessed him. Remember, he'd already blessed him. But this time, Isaac realized, like a light came on, well, this is of God. So I want to bless him again, give him these blessings, kind of to reinforce, so to speak, the blessings. And he charged him, said unto him, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan, obviously as Esau did. And by the way, he didn't finish chapter number 27. Esau actually went and married the daughter of Ishmael, which was his uncle, Abraham, it would have been Isaac's. Remember Isaac and Ishmael? Okay, he went to Ishmael's home. Ishmael was dead by now, and he married one of Ishmael's daughters, thinking somehow that would put him back in good graces with dad. Following? So this Esau's had three wives, two from the pagans, and the third one we read, you would read in chapter number 27. No, we'll in chapter verse number 8. I'm getting ahead of myself. Verse number 8, he went and married the daughter of Ishmael, somehow to get into good graces with his dad, but too little, too late.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come join us this Saturday as the Inspirations will be with us in concert. That's February 13th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. You don't want to miss it. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.